Okay, good evening, everyone. We've been doing some major revolutionary figures until now in the Hasidic leadership. We're going to be doing an evolutionary figure now. What do I mean? So let's go to the two rabbis of Rav Naftali Tzvi Horowitz of Rapshitz. Rav Naftali Tzvi Horowitz of Rapshitz. You can see he lived from 1766 to 1827. He served as the rabbi of Rapshitz, but actually also before that he served as the rabbi of Belskin. He was a chassid in the novel sense of the word, meaning someone who was a post-Veshtian chassid. And his two rebbes were Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk and Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimonov. We learned those two in the last two shiurim that we've had. And let's recall what made those two revolutionary. So Rav Elimelech was revolutionary. Why? Because he was the first to really codify the notion of the Rebbe as the intermediary between God and the world and between the world and God. We saw a number of his commentaries and interpretations that relate to that, the promotion of the notion of the Rebbe. Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimonov, we saw in the most recent shiur. So Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimonov was the one who was the advocate for Hasidic garb, something that we see to this very day. The singularity of Hasidic garb, this notion of it be your garb, your clothing being an expression of what's going on inside of you. So Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimonov was also revolutionary in terms of being the first to codify that notion within Hasidic lore. And now you have Rav Naftali Tzvi Horowitz, the Rebbe of Rapshitz, someone who was prolific. A number of his works have been written down. We're going to be reading something from his Ayalah Shlucha, which is a collection of his Divrei Torah. But there are a number of works that you can find that collect his Divrei Torah. He is going to be dealing with a lot of the themes that we've seen until now in Hasidus. He's also going to be playing with some of the Chidushim, some of the novel interpretations of his predecessors. But he's going to be someone who's really continuing along the line of his predecessors in Galicia in particular. So we're going to read two commentaries, this week's Parshas Chayisara. So we're going to read two of his classes that were given on Parshas Chayisara. And we're going to see, it's a lot of the classical themes that we've seen before, but like every good chassid, a chassidic rebbe in particular, there's going to be something novel. You know, Ein Beis Medrash V'lo Chiddush, we're going to see a little bit of novelty. The first one is more esoteric than the second one. I'll do my best to give you a little bit of the background, but we may get lost a little bit when he starts getting into the gematrias, but hopefully we'll get the gist of it. Okay. So it says here, right after Avraham buries Sarah, it says, Va'Avraham Zakein Ba Bayamim, Va'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol. Avraham became elderly, and God blessed Abraham with everything. And now continues, Vayomer Avraham el Avdo, Zikan Beso, Hamoshel, Bechol Asher Lo, Simna Yadcha, etc. Avram says to his servant, the elder statesman of his household, who ruled over all of Avraham's, of, you know, what Avraham owned, he makes him a promise. What's the Eved going to do? The Eved is going to go down to Haran, and he's going to find a wife for Avraham's son Yitzchak. So it says as follows. Matinu Midrash Rabbah. We saw in the Midrash Rabbah. Hadu Dichziv. What does it mean when it says in Mishle? Tov Eved Maskil Miben Mebish. It's better to have a bright servant or bright slave than a shameful child. Eved maskil, what does it mean when you have a bright servant? Da Eliezer, Eved Avraham. This is referring to Eliezer, the servant of Avraham. Ben mevish, what does that mean? a shameful son, da Yitzchak. This is referring to Isaac, not that he embarrassed his father. Sheaya mivayesh abakedaso espinei umos haolam, that he basically shamed the other nations by willing to put his life on the line for God. Kihu beina achim yichalek na chala, and the pasuk continues, amongst the brothers it will be given out nachala, da Yisrael. This is referring to the Israelites who will be given the land of Israel. Amar Rav Chana, says Rav Chana, Mishaba Avraham haya midas hachesed misgalgel ba'olam. When Avraham was arrived, so what happened? The midah, God's attribute of kindness, of chesed, now rolls out into the world. Ad Sheba Eliezer, until Eliezer comes along, Ukvao b'midas hayira, and what does he bring? He brings fear into the equation. So let's just go over the Medrash so we can understand what's going on here. Medrash is telling us that there are three major players here. Avraham brings out the kindness. Eliezer, who's this bright servant, he brings out the fear. And then Yitzchak, who shames the rest of the world with his Mesiras Nefesh. And all of that is somehow related to the Nachala, to the inheritance of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. Ad Kan, that's the Medrash. Ad Kan Divrei Chazal. These are the words of our rabbis. So Tzrichim L'Gavin, we have to understand this. The Gamba Gufa Mikra, it's not just this Medrash that's confusing, but the Pasuk itself is confusing. Yesh L'dakdek Alvav Shel V'Avraham Zakein. It starts off, not Avraham Zakein, but with a Vav HaChibor, a connecting Vav, that says, and Avraham is elderly. D'Amrinan B'chol Makom. What does it mean when it says a Vav? What do they say? Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. That the Vav is coming to add to what happened previously. Okay, Vav Mosif Harishun. Maba Kan Lahosif. So what's it coming to add here? Not just that Vav. Vichain Vav Shel V'Hashem Beirachas Avraham. It says also Vav that God blessed Abraham. Da'amrinan Kol Makom She'enar Ne'amar V'Hashem. And it's a Maimer Chazal that everywhere it says, and Hashem, who uveis dino? It's not just Hashem, but Hashem and his court, his heavenly court. Umashayach zeh lekan. What's the court's relationship to this situation? So it says Rav Naftali Tzvi as follows. V'nira, and it seems to me, al pimashem atzasi b'shem ha'arizal, I heard from the Arizal, and it's in many sitters, Shiyesh Lomar Achar HaHalel, that what should you say after Halel? You see it's in a number of sitters, that at the end of Halel on Rosh Chodesh in particular, you should say this pasuk that we were just discussing, Va'Avraham Zakim Ba'Bayamim, Va'Shem Beirachas Avraham Bako. V'Chavein, and the Ari says you should have special intent, as Hashem binikud yud hey bet chaf, those letters. V'nir liatam. Why? What's the reason? In my opinion, the Ari doesn't give a reason, or at least in the tradition that he has, there's no reason for this. So says Rav Naftali Tzvi, the reason is shezeh moil lahamshich hachasadim ha'elyonim leolam hazeh. That the purpose of the recitation of this verse at the conclusion of Hallel is because it brings down the midas hachesed, it brings down the aspect of kindness from above into this world. Kilulei rachamav v'chasadav, were it not for God's compassion and kindness, hagadolim, that they are so great, lo azya esher la'olam niskayim afilu rega achad, that the world would not have existed even one moment if it wasn't for God's consistent and constant compassion. Kemasha Kasov, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, as it says in Tehillim, God will create a world of Chesed. And therefore, Mishehu Misnaheg B'midas HaChesed, someone who acts based on the aspect of kindness, what does he have to do? Tzarich Lios Davuk B'midas HaChachma. He says, if you want there to be kindness, Chesed only comes down from Chachma. So here he's referring to, I think, the Sviros. So just to remind us, even though, I mean, we've done this before, but just to remind us, God in Kabbalistic literature relates to the world through 10 spheres, and they're built in numerous ways depending on, you know, which Kabbalistic text you're using. But Lesman de Palig, no one argues that when you go all the way up, the first three are Keter, crown. Number two is Chochma, wisdom. Number three is Bina, understanding. Where does Chesed, kindness, which is one of the lower spheres, where does that draw its energy from? It draws its energy all the way up, 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 in the highest heights of heaven, from Chachma. Okay? V'araya, what's my proof of this? Sha'torah ha'kedosha shehi Torah chesed. Okay? Mi'chachma it nalit. Torah, right, which is a Torah of chesed, it's a Torah of kindness, it was taken, or it was forged out of Chachma. Therefore, v'chol mi shelomed es ha-Torah b'dveikus ha-chochma, anyone who studies Torah by trying to cleave to the aspect of chochma, what does he do simultaneously? Hu magbir es ha-chesed ba-olam, he gives strength to the kindness in this world. And what happens? V'nikreis, and then Torah's chesed, nikreis Torah's emes. She'eno ba lichlal talus la'olam. Why is it the Torah of truth now? Since you're bringing chesed and chochma together, or more correctly, you're empowering chesed via chochma, so your Torah is 100% truth. Kema shekasvu chazal, as the rabbi said, kevan sheba lichlal ka'as, ba lichlal taos. When someone reaches a point of anger, what happens? That's when you make mistakes. That's when you leave truth. Lefi shakas, what is anger? Hu hipuch shel midas hachesed. Kaas, anger, is exactly the opposite of kindness. Memela nishma, from here we see, Shemisha lo ba lechlal klas, that someone who doesn't anger, rakhu davuk tamid b'midas hachesed, but instead he is cleaving constantly to kindness, einu ba lechlal taos, that person is not going to sin. Right? Because he's not going to err. He's not going to make mistakes. Why is he not going to make mistakes? Because mistakes come from anger. And therefore, if you cleave to the opposite of anger, which is kindness, so ipso facto, you don't make mistakes. V'hine yadua, and everybody knows, ki achasadim nimshachin min mochin ilayin. Right? Everyone knows that kindness, where is it? It draws its strength from the upper energies of the spherotic realm. Sheheim chachma ubina, that those are the first, they're the spheros 2 and 3 of Chochma and Bina. El Zayin Yemei Abinyan, and they go down to the other 7 parts of the spherotic realm. Ayidei Shem Ayin Bet HaKadosh, Shuhu Begamatria Chesed. Okay, that what is it? Here's where we get into the Gematrias. It goes through the 72 letter name.
Chesed is 72.
Then Chesed is 72. Okay, and that's what Yahivach Sheomer Tichtov Hashlich Al Hashem Yahivcha. That's why it's Yud Hey Bet Chav. Because what do? You throw your Yahav, your stuff, onto Hashem. V'hu Yikalkalecha. And what's he going to do? He's going to give you your sustenance. Kianikud Ole Ayin Beis Hamore Al Midas Ayin Beis Shehi Midas HaChachma. All this goes back to 72 letters, which goes back to Chachma. V'tevas Yahivcha Mora Alabina. And Yahivcha is referring to Bina. She Makoro Mina Pasuk Hodu L'Hashem Bechinor. That we get that from Hodu L'Hashem Bechinor. Roshe Tevos Ola Lamed Zayin. That comes out to 37, just like Yahivcha comes out to 37. Vehem Osios Halev, just like the heart, also comes out to 37. Kamasha Kasav Chazal, just like Chazal say, Halev, the heart, Mevin understands. Okay, so you got it. 72 is Chachma, 37 is Bina, Nimsa, Shayadei Mizas HaChesed. So therefore, you see, 100% proof, right? Since all the numbers work out. You see that Midas HaChesed, Boim Chasadim HaKadoshim L'toch HaMidos V'naseh Yichud Gamur. What happens? When Chesed is brought down into this world, what happens? Oneness. Unity. V'nim Tapkin Kol HaGvuros MiYisrael. And what happens? And all the strength, which can often be associated with harsh judgment, what happens? Nimtakin. They become sweetened, meaning it's not going to be as harsh. V'zeu sha'amru, v'avram zakein. That's why it says v'avram zakein with a vav. Mosif al inyan rishon shelamalo mimena. What does it mean? It's adding to something previous. Shehu chachma ilah. What does it mean? What's it adding to? The upper sphera of Chachma. Rotzer Lomar, what does it mean? Avraham, Shehu Midas HaChesed. Avraham was the representative of kindness. What does he do? Hu Yonek Tamid Min HaChachma Shehu Mechune B'Shem Zakein. What does it do? It draws, it suckles from the Chachma, which is all called Zakein. Why? Why Avraham Zakein ba bayamim? Avraham and Zakein. Why is Zakein at all connected with Chachma? Moshem Ruchachal Zakein. Why do they call him a Zakein? Not because he's old, but Ze Shekana Chachma. Right, a Zakein is someone who
acquired
wisdom. Chachma. Vho who mevi esachasadim l'toch hamidos hanikraim yamim. So what happens? V'Avraham Zakein. Ba Bayamim, what does he do? Avraham, who is the Chesed, brings the Chachma, the Zakein, into Yamim. Okay, into the days. V'lejona Zohar, v'yedeze, v'hei b'nikud yahivcha, b'reches Avraham bakol. The end of the pasuk is, right, v'Avraham Zakein Ba Bayamim, v'Hashem b'reches Avraham bakol. What does that mean? Rotze lomar chokma ubina. Dahainu, what does that mean, chokma ubina? Where did chokma ubina come? Because what do we say? Everywhere it says, the Hashem, it's Hashem and Beis Dino, Hashem and his court. What's his court? His court is chokma and bina. So what do we have? Avraham. Avraham's chesed brings down chachma into yamim, which causes bakol, which is the connection of now chachma and bina. Asu oso brecha elyona, it's all becoming a stream up above. Shechaber hashchina hakedosha, hanikreis beis besod. Then you have shchina, which is the lowest part of the spherotic realm, the part that's closest to earth. And that is bet, bakol. Besod, well, how do we know? It's bereshis, right? The first word of the Torah. Imidas hayesod hanikra kol. Yesod, which is the lowest portion or the second lowest portion of the spherotic realm, which is called Yesod. V'gam midas ha-malchus shi mitzad ha-gvura, k'ma she-kasav melech ha-mishpat yamid aretz, hi mashpia gam kin rachamim gdolim chasadim tovim al batei Yisrael. Ki nechlal midas ha-ava b'midas ha-yira. Okay? V'havein. So what happens? Everything becomes one with this one pasuk, and the vavs are basically the hint of the fact that we're having that Avraham, through his kindness, is able to what?
Chachma.
To bring down from Chachma and Bina all the way into Yesod, which goes into Shechina, which is the lowest, and that's what Bachol is. And Hashem Ubeis Dino is referring to the upper echelons of the spherotic realm. Okay, so now let's get back to that odd medrash about what's Eliezer doing in all of this thing. Amnam Eliezer was an Eved. He's a servant. That was his definition as a person. Why does a slave serve his master? Sometimes because he loves him, but most of the time because
he's told to.
Yira, fear. Okay? Eliezer haya oved Hashem b'midas hayira. How did Eliezer serve God? He served God with fear. Ulekach nikra eved. That's why he's called what? An eved. He never calls him the pasuk Eliezer. What does it call him? Eved Avraham the whole time. Adash amru chazal, kan mi ahava, kan mi yira. And that's what it means. Avraham and Eliezer getting together. Avraham's all about loving kindness. Eliezer is all about fear. Rotzelomar, kishi Yisrael otzin ritzono yisparach mi'ava. When Israel does God's bidding, God's will, out of love, nikraim banim. What are they called? They're called children. Kishi otzin mi'ira, but when they do God's will out of fear, what are they called? Avadim. They're called slaves. Lefisha gam ha-yira tzricha liyos davuk b'chachma. Just because it's yira doesn't mean that also doesn't need to be sourced in chachma. Kamasha katsubu chazal imein chachma in yira. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear. V'chol sheyiras cheta o kodemes l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. And anyone who has fear before chachma, his chachma lasts. Therefore, l'kach tzarich adam hayareid v'achareid l'dvar Hashem. Therefore, a person who really truly fears God, what does he need to do? La'avodes Hashem b'chachma. Da'ainu, that means av shiachol v'yishtev v'yasuk v'inyanei ha'olam lo yazik lo kum. Hainu shelo yeh machshav aso letov aso lanaso rak l'shem shamayim. Right, what should you do when you go out and you work in the world? You should do it with fear and therefore with wisdom, and that you're working not because you're working because that's who you are, but in order to give you the strength and the ability to be able to learn Torah and do mitzvot and to daven. Sheyelo koach l'torah tzvila lasos tshuva. V'chein yasok b'mekach u'memkar be'emuna l'shem shamayim. And a person should do business honestly. That this way his children will grow up to serve God, to get married, to do tzedakah and gemilas chasadim. Aval lo letovas atzmo, but not for your own purposes. Klal. V'im hu osa kein, and if you're doing that, hu nikra eved, maskil. Then you're called not just an eved, but it's smart, right? Because where are you getting your power from? From Chachma. V'hu mitzad gvura shumidas Yitzhak Avinu alav hashalom. And when you're able to connect your avdus with Chachma, what's that? That's gvura. Who's the symbol of gvura? That's Yitzhak. U'lefisha midas Avram Avinu alav hashalom haya lahagbir ha-chesed ba'olam. U'lachaber midas ha-ava b'midas ha-yira. Kanal. What was Avram's ability? Eliezer served Avraham. Avraham was able to take what looks like two conflicting emotions. Of what? Of fear, symbolized by Eliezer, and of love, symbolized by himself, and he was able to bring them together. What really brings them together, or who really brings them together? Yitzchak. L'kach ne'mar v'yomer Avraham el avdo zekan beitzo. Ki amirahu, amirahu lashon chibur, v'chibur udvekos. Why do we have Avram talking to, speaking to Eliezer? Because it's dvekos, they're cleaving to one another. Rotsa lomar, that means to say, shechiber es midas ha'ava shelo el midas ha'yira. What's he doing? He's taking his love, and he's binding it together with the fear. Haba mikoach ha'chachma. How does that happen? What is it that brings them together? Since both Ava and Yira are getting their power from where? From Chachma? Zeu Avdo b'zakan beiso. Umau ha'chachma b'chol asher lo. Hamo'achsha b'chol asher lo. And what is Chachma? Chachma rules over all. Rotze lomar, shayat tzadik moshel b'yira elokim al kol inyanim. What was Avraham? Avraham was able to do everything in his life, l'shem shamayim, to serve God. V'lo l'tov v'asaguf, and not for his own personal pleasure. V'shapir mevi ha-midrash ha-zeh ha-chiduch ziv. That's what the Midrash says, tov eved maskil, zeh Eliezer evra Avraham. He was an eved maskil. Why? His fear wasn't scared. What was it? It was an intellectual fear that drew its power from where? From wisdom, from chachma. Miben mevish rotzelomar hatov ve'akdusha shayabi Eliezer. Where did this goodness and holiness that was in Eliezer come from? Balo mibchinas Yitzchak shehu agvura. That came from Yitzchak. Yitzchak was able to turn Eliezer's basic yira into awe, into something special. V'apachad Yitzchak haynu mikoach hayira ilaa. Right, Yitzchak, where did it come from? It came from the highest forms of yira. V'u bein ha'achim yechalak nachla Yisrael rotzeh lomar shayidei amida hazos. When you're able to have this type of unity, b'im Yisrael midas ayin. Shu roshe tezos achim yechalak nachla. They become like nothing. Remember, one of the goals of Chassidus is to transcend the physical world. Right. They become consumed. Ukvar yadua shemidas ayin hu ilah kol ilayin v'umarameiz al ein sof barachu. Once you get there, you're transcending the whole spherotic realm, and you're close to the infinite. Like I said, this one's a little bit esoteric, but let's summarize it in, I guess, more contemporary terms. What he's saying is there's two experiences. There's the experience of kindness, of goodness, of love, and then there's the experience of fear. Why does the world exist? The world exists because of love and kindness. Because if the world existed by anything other than love and kindness, it would have been destroyed a long time ago. Okay? That's number one. That's number one. Okay? Then, what does all this have to do? Avraham's unique ability is to transform fear in not into something, you know, shaky like being scared, but into something like awe, something powerful, something that draws its power from the same place that love draws its power. Okay? And that requires an immense type of effort. Where does that come from? From Yitzchak, who is Gvura. What's Gvura? Strength, power. It takes a certain amount of strength to bring all those things together. So you see here, you know, you're speaking in the esoteric language, but there's a basis of the way we speak about it in terms of a spiritual message. Okay. The next one's a little bit less esoteric, and it moves a little bit more quickly also. So let's remember the event here. Yitzchak goes out lasuach basadeh, which Chazal say means davening mincha. And Rivka shows up, she's riding on a camel, she sees Yitzchak and falls off the camel. Okay, that's the story. L'chaira, so on the surface, Yesh l'daktik, ma mashmino kasov b'inyan ha-gamalim. Mashu ra gamalim ba'im v'hina fla min ha-gamal. Ma po'el yotzei lam nizah? Who cares? She's riding camel, she fell off the camel, he saw the camels. It's a lot of information in the Torah about camels. Okay? Vinira, seems to me ki ikar kavanas Avram Avinu alav hashalom. Hayamash shalach as Eliezer likach as Rivka livnoli Yitzchak. Why is Avraham sending? What was his intent in sending Eliezer to go find his a wife for Yitzchak? Lefisha rabbi nevua shemidas Yitzchak hayam mitzara gvura. He saw that Yitzchak's quality, his aspect as an individual, was gvura, strength, v'apachad, and fear. Umidas Rivka, noticing a pattern here. What was Rivka's power? Hu ligmo chesed. She was chesed, right? What do we first meet of Rivka? She's giving water to camels.
Ligmoil.
Right? We're getting there. Ligmo. Okay. Okay. Vizdagvum yachad. And as we already saw, when the two of them are merged together, so what happens? Yumtaku adinim. What happens? World becomes a better place. Judgment is what's it called? Is sweetened. That's why Eliezer, when he got there, remember, he makes a whole deal. He says, whoever gives water to me and my camels, that's the person I'm choosing. So he says, Shim yira izena rashe digmo chesed himo. If he finds a young woman who will do chesed for him, now I know. This is the one who's worthy of Yitzchak. I need chesed to go with my gvura. Okay? So it continues. Right? What does he say to Lavan and Betuel when he's trying to convince them to send Rivka? He said, you need to do chesed v'emes with my father. Or with my master. So that's why the pasuk says, "Vayisa Yitzchak etzeinav, vayyar v'ineg malim ba'im." What does Yitzchak lift up his eyes and he sees gimalim?
Yeah.
Why milashon gemilos chasadim? It's there. Gemilos chasadim. Rotze lomar. What did he see? Shira sher Rivka he gomelas chesed. Okay, she saw instantly that Rivka, She was someone who performed acts of kindness. Amnam yadua, ki derech hatzadikim umro eze midah tova, michaveiro hanasa me'ava v'dveikus. What happens? It's everybody knows that if a chassid sees his friend exceptional in a particular midah, what happens to the chassid? Azai hu nofel mi madregaso. He falls from his own level. V'nichna eloso tzadik. And what does he do? He becomes almost a chassid of the person who he met. So here's Yitzchak. He sees Rivka exceptional in this midas ha-chassid. What happens? He's nichna. He all of a sudden becomes, subjugated to her. Kemosh kasav Adoni Mori v'Rabbi Arava Kodosh. Here he's quoting Rav Menachem Mendel. Etc. Pasuk Yitzchak al Avram Aviv Ayin Sham. Right, that's what Rav Nachman Mendel already said of Rimanov. The Kach Haya Ma'ase Gam Kain Kan Be Yitzchak VeRivka. Same thing with Yitzchak and Rivka. Ki Beoso Pam Haya Yitzchak BeDveikus Gadol Ayidei Midaso Akedusha Gedosha Shu Pachad Yitzchak Kmo Shomer Akasu Bayitzi Yitzchak Latzua Chbasadel Lifnos Erev. At the very moment when Yitzchak sees the exceptional nature of Rivka's chesed, what's Yitzchak doing? He's davening. And what do you think Rivka sees? Rivka sees at that very moment the very power of Pachad Yitzchak, of his fear, of his awe. V'amru chazal sheba'us hasha tikein tfilas mincha. Right then, what did he do? That was the first mincha. Where was Yitzchak? He's up in the heavens. What happened? She saw Yitzchak and she falls from the camel. When she saw Yitzchak in this exceptional moment of being connected to God, Naflahimi malas hagmilas chesed sheba. What did she happen? She fell off her own gmilas chesed. Rotzalomar shelo hayu maaseh nechshavim lechlum beinea neged amalo shel Yitzchak hatzadik. Vatomer al Evan mi aish al azeh. Right? She looked at her own actions and she says, what am I against this tzadik? So Yitzchak sees Rivka's chesed is inspired. Rivka sees Yitzchak's yira. She's inspired, and that's why she falls off the gamal, right? She's nichna to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak at that moment was up in the heavens. All right, there we have your chassidus for the week.